the No Panic Zone inside the fortified perimeter of the farm. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. It is the Steve Gruber Show for Wednesday, August the 5th, 2020. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Joe Biden's wife giving tougher interviews than her husband these days. But she says, don't worry, he'll be there to debate President Trump in a few weeks. Yeah, we'll see. Number two, the devastation in Beirut, Lebanon, still being established. The Mediterranean nation's capital ripped by a huge explosion. The source still being determined. And number one, governors in several states moving swiftly to lock down the economies again. And while President Trump is trying to get America back moving and only suggesting the National Guard should stop rioters and those burning down our cities, blue state governors are calling on state police to hammer those who don't comply with their executive orders and lockdowns. They want their own citizens stopped, fined, and even jailed if they refuse to comply. Yes, it's happening. The most recent governor, Whitmer, in Michigan, doing exactly that, ordering the state police to start aggressive enforcement policies with you and me, anybody else who crosses the line. Yet these governors, including Whitmer, won't stop sending infected patients to nursing homes. Crazy, right? All of that, but first we start with some primary results from around the country from Tuesday's voting yesterday. Now, keep in mind, a lot of the voting results not in. The problem with mail-in balloting coming into full relief now. You can see it clearly. There are problems with balloting, but in Kansas, the U.S. Senate Republican primary, a big race for Republicans that were concerned that Chris Kobach, the firebrand that lost the run for governor 2 years ago, might come out on top of that race. He did not. Roger Marshall, the congressman from the 1st Congressional District in Kansas, comes out and has been declared the winner there. So Roger Marshall most likely to be the senator from Kansas. In Michigan's 13th Congressional District, Rashida Tlaib going up against Brenda Jones, the president of the Detroit City Council. Tlaib, of course, a member of the squad. No results there yet. We've been looking at this all day. It hasn't changed. 78 of 492 precincts reporting. 78 of 492. Tlaib with a lead, but it's meaningless. Because with that few precincts counted, we can determine nothing. Meanwhile, a big win for the squad in the far left reaches of the Democrat Party. Another big win, another upset of a long-term Democrat member of Congress. This time it's William Lacy Clay paying the price, being ousted by Cori Bush, a supporter and activist for Black Lives Matter. Cori Bush winning the primary and dumping Clay, who has been there since the year 2000. He took over for his father, who had been there since 1970. Gone. Much like Elliot Engel in New York here just recently. In Missouri, they voted for a Medicaid expansion amendment, seemed to have supported it. It's a 53% in favor, 47% against. And in the 6th Congressional District Democratic primary, this is an important race, the Democrats think they have a shot at this because David Schweikert, the Republican that holds the seat, has been cited for violating House ethics rules. And so, good luck with this name. Haral Tipernini is the Democrat coming out on top of that primary race. And in Michigan's 3rd Congressional District, an important race, because this is the person that will most likely replace Justin Amash. Peter Meyer comes out on top, 49.9% of the vote in a crowded field. Peter Meyer, heir, of course, to the Meyer chain of retail stores. 49.9% of the vote. Looks like he'll be on his way to a seat there. And also in Michigan, the 6th Congressional District, this all comes from the New York Times, by the way, John Hoadley will be the Democrat to face moderate Republican Fred Upton. Upton says he's trying to thread the needle running for his 18th term in Congress. Fred Upton running for his 18th term in Congress, and he's trying to thread the needle. John Hoadley will be the Democrat to oppose him, wins by a 4-point margin, and so we'll see what happens there. The problem with the big race, though, the Rashida Tlaib race, no results available because of mail-in ballots and problems in the voting. How does this happen every year in Southeast Michigan? Problems existed there in 2016. When Jill Stein asked for a recount, they found numerous precincts with more ballots in the box than there were voters in the district. How is that possible? You have more ballots in the box than you have voters in your precinct. That's not proper. Nobody ever followed up, of course. But irregularities in Southeast Michigan have been noted for a number of years now. And here we are, just 78 of 492 precincts reporting. How can that be? Well, get ready for November 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th. Because this is going to be going on all over the country. And make no mistake, lawsuits will be flying. Judges will be weighing in. Decisions will be handed down that will be proper and improper. There's going to be problems. It looks that way now. So I encourage all of my Democrat friends to vote by mail. I do. I want all Republicans to vote in person and all my Democrat friends to vote by mail. You know, but make sure you take your time to make the right decision. And, you know, don't mail that ballot until, you know, you're really sure. Say the day before the election. That's encouraging you to do your best. At least 100 dead, more than 4,000 injured in that massive explosion in Beirut, Lebanon. If you didn't see it, it was an incredible explosion. At least 100 dead, 4,000 injured. That according to the Lebanese Red Cross. Fertilizer. It sounds like it was a fertilizer explosion. Fertilizer that had been sitting there for several years had become unstable. It does not look like it was an attack from the outside. It was not a missile, as was first reported, although the United States and President Trump took it seriously at first, thinking it looks like a military attack. Right now, that doesn't appear to be the case. We'll see what happens, but that doesn't appear to be the case. But two huge, there was one explosion then followed by a second one. The second one was just off the charts. Devastating. Devastating, off the charts on that second explosion. If you haven't seen it, it's all over the internet. It's all over the news. It is really quite something. In Ohio, there's a new mandate for K-12 masks. K-12 students must now wear masks, according to Governor Mike DeWine, so look for others to follow suit. Here's what DeWine said of the state health order. Doctors now advise that kids K-12 wear a mask. I don't know what doctors he's talking to, because ones that I talk to certainly don't say that. In Canada, the doctors must say something different, because kids going to school there, only fifth graders and up need wear a mask. By the way, in Canada, if you hadn't heard, which would be weird because I've told you basically daily, they're going back to school full-time and in-person. Full-time and in-person. Fifth grade and up, wearing masks, fourth grade and under, if they can, but not required. Well, that's different in Ohio. And honestly, Governor DeWine, you're going to order kindergartners to wear a mask all day long, and first graders and second graders. Really? I mean, I know you could fit in because you're about that tall, but have you ever been around that many kids of that age? There's no way that'll work, nor is it needed. It'll be a filthy mask rubbing up against their face. They'll have more respiratory problems than they would have otherwise. But at any rate, that's the order from the Ohio governor, Mike DeWine. All right, 14 after on this Wednesday. Coming up, the interview I've been telling you about, Patriot Foods, an American-based produce company supporting the military as well. Don't miss the interview after the break. You're in the No Panic Zone.
Protecting Michigan's waters is critically important. So is providing the energy that fuels Michigan's quality of life. A tunnel for Line 5 is the right solution. Enbridge is committed to building this underground concrete tunnel housing Line 5 deep under the Straits of Mackinac. This means multiple layers of protection, virtually no chance of a leak into the Great Lakes, no possibility of an anchor strike, and no interruption to the energy that Michigan needs. Learn more at enbridge.com/line5tunnel.
Summer 2020 is going to be a hot one. Did you cuddle with your sweetie and then fall asleep under the blankets last night? We did, because we're using our well water to keep our home cool and dehumidified with a WellConnect Geo Hybrid unit. And you don't have to chop and stack any wood for this winter, because the WellConnect unit can heat your home too. Finance with no money down and getting a 26% federal income tax credit for this year, all while using only your well water? Getting a WellConnect unit was a no-brainer. Made in Alpena, Michigan, call them today at 989-356-3255. 2113 to get a free home inspection and to find out all the details. Again, call them at 989-356-2113 and check out their website at WellConnectSaves.com. You'll be glad you did. Happy cuddling.
Every week at Ellie's Place, peer support groups help hundreds of children and teens learn to cope and begin to heal after the death of a parent, sibling, or someone close to them.
It just made me feel like I wasn't the only one going through this.
1 in 12 children in Michigan will experience the death of a parent or sibling before the age of 18. At Ellie's Place, children interact with peers who've suffered a similar loss and express their emotions in a secure and empowering environment. Learn more at elliesplace.org.